Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Daughter of the Homefront, written by Jenny Jones and read by Danielle Carter. To Friendship. Part 1. Chapter 1, Blue Home Bay, July 1942.
Emma?
Coming, Mum. Pulling a cotton headscarf from the pocket of her shorts, Emma Hatton twisted it, wound the band around her head, and knotted it at the top. She liked to think its bright yellow complemented her thick chestnut hair, without overwhelming the paleness of her skin. An oddity, because her eyes were as brown as a nut too. But at least she didn't have freckles. Dad said she looked just like his mother, and he told everyone she'd been a bonzer-looking woman. A horse neighing and women's chatter out on the street caught her attention. She threw open the frayed lace curtains of her bedroom window and studied her small town with a sigh. How she had got to 15 without understanding that what she'd been waiting for all her life was the chance to use every scrap of her youthful energy and hope was a mystery. One day, she'd get out of Blue Home Bay and never come back. She'd see the world. She'd ride on trains, sail in ships, and fly in aeroplanes all the way to Europe or even America. She'd be free as a bird, not tethered to anything. Not the washing nor the cooking. Not the cream and butter making. Not her brothers nor her mother. Although she'd miss Dad. She glanced over her shoulder at the bookshelf. Dad had given her a large atlas a few years ago. It had been a gift from a European settler back when Dad was a young man, making his way in the world by felling trees and clearing weeds. She'd been so proud that he'd not put it aside for his eldest son that she hardly dared turn the pages. She also had a novel each by D.H. Lawrence and Miles Franklin, a rather tattered copy of Don Quixote, two Dickens, and Middlemarch by George Eliot, which was a cracking good read. Her English teacher had given her the novels, and they'd all go with her wherever she went. She'd be sad to leave everything she'd known for so long, but that was the way the world moved. It chugged and churned and seized people in its wake, and Emma couldn't wait to be caught in the rip.
Emma, for the love of God.
Coming, Mum. She ran out of her bedroom and along the dark hallway, halting when she got to the kitchen, unable to hide the smile that had curved her mouth these last months, as soon as she woke. No matter what chores were to be done or how long the day would be, the war had changed everything, and Emma's future beckoned with more opportunities than she'd thought possible.
"Sorry, Mum, I was just gawping at yourself,"
Mum interrupted, casting a disparate look at the headscarf in her daughter's hair.
"Here, put these away. I've told you before they're like money and I'm struggling as it is."
Emma took the tea and clothing coupons and returned them to the hole in the wall behind the food safe, where her brothers wouldn't get hold of them, then pushed the safe back into place. They'd had the ration coupons for nearly 3 weeks. They were the most precious things she'd been entrusted with to date, well, apart from the boys, and she sometimes thought there was nothing precious about any of her brothers, although Danny was sweet, at just turned 5, and Will, still a little boy, at 7.5.
"Grab me the soap from the laundry,"
Mum said. Emma scooted out the kitchen, ducking her head beneath a patch of sailcloth that had come undone. Dad had nailed it to the beams he directed over the outdoor walkway so Mum wouldn't get wet when it rained on wash days. It was thoughtful of him, but he didn't do the washing, and Mum and Emma got soaked just from standing in the laundry with the copper boiling as though it was a volcano erupting.
"It's not much, is it?" she said as she came back into the kitchen. "What isn't?"
Mum asked, taking the soap and checking how many bars were left.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?